It's Monday, the 7th of July. It's half bright, half dark. Got some dirty looking clouds into the west here. At least it's dry. There's a cool breeze, cool stiff breeze. 7th of July. Brings to mind the anniversary of the death of my wife's father, Andy. 34 years ago, I have to believe. She was only 30 and she was heavily pregnant at that time. And he died, it was Christmas Eve, I'm sure. And he never got to see the newborn baby. And she lost her dad at the age of 30. Devastation it was. Devastation. You think back, he was only 59, was Andy. I'm 64 now. And you think about how young I feel, 64, and goodness grief, 59, how young that was then, although we didn't really realise it at the time. As you get older, you do appreciate the years. So she'll be going up to Mass this morning, as usual. Put some candles in, say some prayers to her daddy. Always gets to me when I start talking about people who have died. Even though it was all those years ago, I still kind of get emotional. Anyway, today, this morning, I was feeling good. I was feeling good until I started to talk to her about her dad's anniversary. I'm a big soppy sod. It's got on about things. I was feeling really good this morning. Feeling good physically. Although, I didn't say but. Although, that right heel of mine is getting very, very painful. I think a visit to the docs or the clinics in order to have them investigate what's going on there. Other than that, feeling pretty good. Chapped lips and the razor burn are healing up pretty well. Still can't get a kiss in the lips yet. Nowadays, it's usually a peck anyway. Yeah, I'm giving you all this information. I mean, nah. I always like to kiss goodbye, even if we're just popping up the street or things like that. Now I'm getting a pat in the head. Down my lips. My God. So, another aeroplane makes me think of Adrian Mix, Turbostream. He's over in Barcelona this morning. Well, I went yesterday. He'll be starting his training course today. Be learning some Espanol, señor. Now, that was very strange. The roar of that aeroplane didn't reach here. It almost as if it took off somewhere at a tangent. That was very strange. Anyway, so Adrian, wish you well, my friend. Don't get sunburnt like me. I didn't actually get sunburnt, just my lips. Yeah, don't go there. Yes, so I'm feeling good. The garden needs a major tidy. My large, huge ornamental grass has fallen over in the middle. Floppy doppy. I don't know why. usually because it doesn't get watered enough, but we did get quite a bit of rain the other day, so it's not that. I've only got a few days till we're off again, but I've got so much to do. My card list is growing by the day. Well, it always does. Feeling a lot better since I come back from holidays. Feel like being back home is a sense of a sense of renewed enjoyment of our home and the garden and everything and the home life, which is strange. No, not really, I guess. Just appreciating what I've got, I think. I think that's probably nailed it. Thank you, sir, inside my nut. Appreciating what I've got in life. Appreciating what I do in life. And appreciating the fact you can go on holiday and come back. Appreciation, that's a good word. Yesterday, it was supposed to be a lazy afternoon following the car boot, but Mary had tasked me to go and collect some stuff that was being donated from an older gentleman's house up the town, wee Wally. And Wally had lost his wife a wee while back and his daughters. Well, Wally's in his 80s and his daughters, obviously, ages with us, probably 50s, 60s. Had convinced him to move down nearer the chapel and also nearer the town centre so that he didn't have so much walking to do because he's getting older, you know. So she had asked me to go up at 1 p.m. to collect some stuff. I met his daughter, she was just leaving, she left me the keys, just said, you take the keys, it's all yours, take what you think you're going to use or sell and just leave the rest in lock up, which was good. Unfortunately, I didn't realise it while it was on two stories up and that his flat was two stories also. Tough one, Mary. Better get ready. Get your working togs on because when I come down with the first load, you're going to have to come up and sort this lot out. So we did. It took us about 2 or 3 hours to ferry it, box it all, get it down. So that was a lazy afternoon. Oh, God. Still, gives Mary loads of stuff today to sort through when she comes back down. And I'll probably feel the benefit after those overeating holiday of running up and down 4 or 5 flights of stairs for 2 hours. Someone's run off with that other coconut, the one that hadn't been opened yet. Oh no, it's there. Ah, well. Sun's trying hard, but I think it's losing its battle this morning.